brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, leading voice in exposing the technocracy. Hey, will you guys pull me the articles from this week about the big mainstream news about the army of robots taking over the technocracy? I just want to show viewers and listeners some of that so they don't think I'm, you know, just talking about that, because that's what I've been talking about for 17 years, and the smart dust and the RFID and all the rest of it. And what's great is Catherine battles it full time and just recently beat cancer, praise God. Your prayers undoubtedly help with that. And she's going to be joining us in studio for a little more than an hour. And we'll also be taking your calls for her. And we'll get her view on the whole state of the world itself. But we just played that interview with a well-known survivor of Ceausescu's Romania. I mean, they killed hundreds of thousands of people. And that was just a small country. But the example of his arrogance, his corruption, and the whole apparatus, and then finally people stood up with people like Virginia Prodan, who's now fighting for our Second Amendment here. She's a lawyer and a U.S. citizen, just part of the American dream. I can't wait to get her in studio with us. I can't wait to maybe go interview her for the nightly news on camera. Just amazing. And then we've also got David Ortiz's report coming up as well today, and a bunch of other reports. There's just so many that are on the nightly news. And I really, folks, the quality of the nightly news, the great reporters we were able to find out there that love liberty through the reporter contest that we did a year ago, or a little less than a year ago, everything is just so amazing. And I'm blessed and honored to be your host. I'm very thankful that we're having these huge breakthroughs. I haven't really talked about it. I mean, that was a big deal. Michael Savage is not so much reclusive, but he doesn't do a lot of media. And to get him on the air, whether you agree with him or disagree, it'll get a lot of people awake. It'll bring a lot of his listeners into this show and vice versa. To go on the Howard Stern show, and they plan to have him on for 30 minutes and basically probably criticize me, but I won him over with the facts. And then they had a vote. I drove in this morning and heard the Howard Stern show. They said, well, we had the Howard fan club vote. A record landslide for Alex Jones is the most popular thing on yesterday's show. So it was like 79%, I think. The point is that I get people like, why would you go on the Howard Stern show? Well, because it's super pop culture and super big in Hollywood and super big in entertainment. And if I can go on there and win those people over, because everything I talked about, they're like, wait, I did hear about that. Well, I did just search that. Well, that's true. Well, that's crazy. And I'm on there saying, don't drink the fluoride. Don't take the Prozac drugs. Don't eat the GMO. I mean, it's a real public service announcement. And the fact that, by the grace of God, I'm able to get on the air with the facts, just because I talk like a regular person, and I don't put on airs, and I'm just a real, warts and all, that I'm able to get through to people by the grace of God. Well, so are you. And just as that lady, the survivor of communist hardcore tyranny, talked about how as soon as she started standing up, she couldn't believe the power she had, Virginia Prodan, and how others ended up joining her. Who are the other Virginia Prodans out there? Who are the other Alex Joneses? Who are the other Ron Pauls? Who are the other Dr. Catherine Albrechts? Who are the other people? Because I can tell you something. 20 years ago, I was going to community college, about to go to UT, and every class was anti-American, anti-liberty, classic tyranny. And I went to an Access TV show 17, almost 18 years ago, and had instant success reaching people, and got a radio show 17 years ago, and the rest is history. And I developed my skills as I went along. Still, I'm a train wreck many days. But the point is that it's real, it's resonating. We can turn back the evil if you believe and take action and don't stop. We'll be back with Dr. Catherine Albrecht in studio. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 27th day of February, 2013, on this Wednesday edition. We are now into the second hour. Wow. Howard Stern yesterday, and they said they had a record landslide vote of their Howard Stern fan club, Howard Stern TV members, and 79%, I was driving in this morning and heard it, said that I was the best part of the show. And again, you're like, well, that's a horrible, vulgar, whatever show. The point is, the media listens, it's very popular, and that's how we wake people up to the New World Order, is by going out there and going on Piers Morgan and going on Howard Stern's show and talking to Robin and getting Michael Savage on here. This is the success of liberty. This is what we can do. Expect to get more affiliates. Expect to win battles. Evil is not invincible. We heard a piece last night of a famous lady in Romania who fought against Ceausescu and then got beat him in court, got kicked out of the country, but helped wake others up, and she and others' activities led to the final overthrow of one of the most brutal dictators in the Soviet era there and their satellites. You are the resistance. You have power. Most people that are part of the corrupt system have never thought about it. They believe the false reasons they've been given for it. But as things get more oppressive, as things get more obvious, and as things unfold that Catherine Albrecht and myself and Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin and countless others, Bob Chapman, the list goes on, as more and more of what we talk about manifests and people see the ugly side of RFID, or face scanning, biometrics to buy and sell, or drones, or checkpoints, or arbitrary courts, or the police state, or psychotropic drugs. As all this manifests, people are going to remember the seeds we planted today. I can't tell you how many times I plant wildflowers on my little 9-acre plot of land outside Austin, and they sprout better the next year than the year I planted them then, because wildflowers kind of sprout when they like the weather. And so I planted stuff 2 years ago that just sprout is starting to sprout even better than it did. And I didn't plant this year. We're having kind of an early, hope it isn't a fall spring. It's the same thing. It's like rocks in the pond, as it's been said a billion times, send out ripples forever. Just keep throwing rocks in the pond, ignore the enemy propaganda, and understand that we're going to take humanity back. And that if you ask God to help you and just trust in God, as the last piece we aired broke down, that God will take you the rest of the way. And that even if bad things happen to you, which usually don't happen, actually, she was talking about how surprised she was, the lady that fought Ceausescu, that it was the enemy that was scared. It was the system that freaked out. That's why they try to intimidate, because they are the ones that are afraid. We don't need to be afraid of the New World Order. We need to be afraid of not resisting them and letting them fully take over. We can control our own destiny with God's help. Now, for this rest of the hour and then 30 minutes into the hour after that, speaking of an example of resistance, Dr. Catherine Albrecht hosts a syndicated radio program right here on the GCN Radio Network. The Catherine Albrecht Show is a highly effective privacy campaigner and sought-after public speaker and technology expert and author of numerous best-selling books and films. A popular media commentator and dynamic radio personality, she has spearheaded the worldwide movement against RFID tracking going all over the world and implant technology since 2003. Her unique brand of knowledge, coupled with her passion and truth for freedom, have earned her a devoted listening following. And she also does great news vignettes. CatherineAlbrecht.com, SpyShips.com, WordPress.com, CatherineAlbrecht.com. And she's here in Texas with a report we broke, I don't know, 6 months ago, 5 months ago, whatever it was, that then got into the news, with the family where they told the daughter, you've got to wear an RFID chip. Even when you leave and go on the school bus, you have all the reports where they're watching kids on their laptops at home. Court says that's okay. Big brother. You know, it's okay to have cameras in the toilets. It's okay to make people thumbprint to buy and sell. The banks are now demanding it. What will they do once the cashless society's in? Turn off your thumbprint if you're not a good globalist. They've said that. A no-fly list, a no-gun-buy list. That's why this is so important. Add fees. You know, you got a Bank of America card, $5 every time you use your money. There was a backlash today, but Bank of America said, we're getting with the other banks. We're going to do it all together so you have nowhere to run. And Catherine Albrecht joins us to get into all of this and where we are today, and to dovetail it with this article. For TV viewers, you can see it here on the document cam. Activists launch campaign against autonomous weapons killer robots. Must be stopped. Now, I've been saying this for 15, 16 years when I read what MIT had planned. All Air Force will be drones. All combat troops will be robots. And a robot can be a Humvee that is robotically controlled, but also self, you know, self-picking its own targets, autonomous as they call them, with a large semi-auto or full-auto 50-cal missiles. Now, I saw this 14 years ago at urban warfare drills, and I talked to Marines off-record, including a colonel, that were like, listen, Jones, this is nothing. You ought to see what we've got. This is 20 years old. And I said, well, what is it? And they said, well, you've seen movies like this, seen movies like that. Then I got in contact with some of them afterwards, and they told me what they'd seen, just like those stealth helicopters you saw crash in the Bin Laden raid, the so-called Bin Laden raid. Yeah, I mean, that was like 30-year-old stuff. Folks, they got stuff that will blow your mind, and they want to roll it all out because the automated system can just be programmed by the globalists and forget the military saying no, like Ceausescu's people in Romania. or Operation Valkyrie when the German military tried to overthrow Hitler. You get rid of that when it's all the robots. And with our tax money, they're building this technocracy. That's really when I woke up Howard Stern yesterday and Robin, was I said, you know, Bill Joy wrote in Wired Magazine, the future doesn't need us. He went to an elite meeting. They said they plan to get rid of the vast majority of the public. And that's in all the technocracy publications. And Howard's like, well, there are too many people. I go, yeah, but they're going to get rid of you, too. Did you get a memo not to drink fluoride water? No, Howard. You're being targeted. And see, as soon as people get that, doesn't matter you're worth $300 million, Howard. You're not in the top technocracy. You didn't write eco-science. You don't get to go to Moonbase Moonraker, which is really going to be underground. They're not going off-world for this bioweapon release. You're dead. You're dead, Howard Stern. Robin's dead. I'm dead. We're all dead. You better either wake up to this or it's all over. I've seen their master plan. They've written it down. They're arrogant about it. Now, on the ground, fighting it everywhere. Actually, they're focusing on this, and it's important whether you focus on everything like I do or you focus mainly on this and a bunch of other subjects as she does as tertiary. It's important to pick your cross and carry it, and it will empower you. People think of fighting tyranny as horrible. It's the animating contest, as Thomas Jefferson said. Okay, that's my introduction. You're with us for the next hour and 20 minutes or so. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, Harvard degree in your research of this tyranny. First off, before we get into specifics, what is the state of the globe, the state of the battle against the tyrants right now?
Well, I'm going to tell you, this whole move towards getting people accepting what's happening in the last 10 years has just been mind-blowing. It's to the point now where stuff that I used to be able to talk about 10 years ago that was, I could say, hey, they're going to start tracking you through your shoes, and people would go, that's terrible, let's fight it. Nowadays, they say they're going to track you through your shoes, and they say, yeah, they already tracked me through my cell phone. They're tagging kids now, as you know, at Walt Disneyland, Walt Disney World, with the RFID
total conditioning
on their right hand. So now you've got kids going, you know, the happiest place in the world, the best event of my life. I went to Disneyland. I got tagged with an RFID tag on my right wrist. I'm going to associate that now with fun. So I think what's happening from my perspective in the battle is that it's getting harder to fight because it's getting harder for people to actually recognize that there's a fight that needs to occur. So as these technologies move forward, even there in San Antonio at the schools, a lot of the parents say, yeah, I guess, track my kid. What's the big deal?
It's a normalcy bias.
It is.
And, it's a Stockholm syndrome.
And it's new. It's new. This was not the case 10 years ago. When I first started fighting RFID, all I had to say was they're going to track you. And people went, we got to stop it. Now I say they're going to track you. And they're like, yeah, and your point. You know.
No, it's like, hey, the NSA is listening to you illegally. Yeah. Hey, they're torturing people, including their kids. Well, you got to torture kids. I mean, that's Christian.
It is. It's like the normalization of torture, the normalization of the kinds of foods we eat, the normalization of the expectation we're all going to be sick and chronically ill, that that's just part of life.
By the way, congratulations beating breast cancer.
Thank you.
With God's help.
Thank you. Absolutely. That was quite
How is that going?
That's actually going really well, and I'm going to be starting a new clinical trial at Cornell in New York with a woman who I actually believe may have cured breast cancer.
Well, you know, they've come up with a lot of cures or treatments that are close to cures, but they get shelved.
Right.
The establishment doesn't.
This one's interesting because it's being run through Cornell, which is an actual academic university. They're certainly in the inner circle, if you want to call it that. But because the drug itself, it's called tetrathiomolybdate. It's just an ammonium salt of molybdenum, you know, from the periodic table. It doesn't have any. It doesn't have a patent on it. There's no pharmaceutical company making anything off of it. It's cheap enough you could salt the roads with it, and it seems to prevent recurrence of breast cancer
Wow.
and other cancers as well. And she's not getting the big pharmaceutical, you know, funding to do all the clinical trials, but they're doing the trials anyway, funded by just donations. So it is kind of fun to watch from within the inside to see an alternative.
To see the life force still caring.
Absolutely. And a cure that's not going to make anybody any money. It's not going to make anybody super rich because there's no patent on it.
But there's the real wealth of your women in your life not dying.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding.
Expanding on that, why do you think from your research breast cancer is skyrocketing?
I think it's the estrogens. I think it's the fact that virtually everything we eat is in plastic.
The printer ink, bisphenol A.
The printer ink, now it's going to be in our dollar bills. They're going to have the plastic carbonates everywhere. I think we're just drowning in estrogenic substances.
That's right. They picked a bisphenol A tube print the plastic in the new dollar bills when there's no need. It's just like, here, kill yourself.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, as you point out with the water, the things that they're adding to the water, now they're finding that even the BPA-free plastics, as I believe you've pointed out recently, those BPA-free plastics themselves now are being shown to be highly estrogenic.
So it makes men lethargic, fat, and unhealthy, and makes women hyperfeminized, but accelerates the aging of the tissues.
Well, and not just hyperfeminized, it causes cancer.
Yeah.
It triggers breast cancer.
But, I mean, Catherine, the government loves us. You know, the good news, Michael Savage was on, and he said they're putting stuff in the water and the food to do this to men and women. I mean, he's saying it. The point is, we're reaching the point, though, where people admit it's going on. Next, they'll be like, so the government's killing me. That's loving. We'll be right back with Dr. Catherine Albany.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need.
Dr. Catherine Albert's our guest. We are being inserted into the matrix. The children, Catherine was just telling me during the break, you know, they have the new children training bodies with the little insertion area for the iPad or iPod. People are just totally not. You go out to restaurants now, myself included, no one's even talking or communicating. They're all clicking, clicking, clicking. That's why I've decided the next few weeks I'm going to take off a full week. We're going to have guest hosts, you name it. No computers. I'm taking my wife and kids to a cabin or something. No computers, no cell phones, no nothing. We've got to get out of the matrix. I mean, I know all this, and I can't stay out of it. I want to get into the specifics of the battle and what's happening. But, I mean, what is first and foremost on your radar, Catherine, right now in this fight to expose that not technology's not bad, but the way it's being deployed by the technocrats is with Trojan horses for control? And what from your research do you think they're trying to build? Do you concur with my technocracy analysis?
I do. And I, of course, add the spiritual component that I believe that what we're building is the body of the beast. Satan, from the very beginning, is one of the powers of God, the power to be omniscient, to know everything about everyone, to be omnipotent, to have the power to create and destroy life, to create and destroy worlds. These are all things that, you know, as you look closer at the battle, you begin to recognize that it is a spiritual battle. And I believe that what we're creating with all of the surveillance, all of the cameras are, you know, the eyes of the beast, all of the microphones on the buses and the microphones that they want to put into our homes, they are the ears of the beast. And ultimately, you know, we've created this web. And you think about the phrase web. What is a web? Where there's a spider.
Wow.
We call it the net. What is a net? It's a trap. So somewhere there is going to be a spider who's going to come and occupy this web that we've created, and it will have reached its tentacles into every aspect of our lives at that point. So, you know, it's almost like sensing like you've got the Calistoga wagons and everybody's just out there camping and having a great time, but you don't realize they're being surrounded by the enemies all around. And there comes a moment when they're just going to leap out and say, we're going to pull the noose now. So
they already are. They're already saying, no judge, no jury, can't own a gun, veteran. You're in a technocracy now. Face scan to buy and sell. It's all going in right now. The spider's already sitting there. It's a eugenics-based worldwide extermination grid, and I've studied the elite. They happen to be Luciferians. You're right. It's a giant, murderous, blood-drinking spider that worships Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's called the beast, and its eyes, its compound eyes, are just everywhere, and it's growing more of them. And now it's launching in the sea, the air. It's smart dust.
You know, the companies themselves talk about this, and if people say, oh, Catherine, she's just this Christian, and, you know, you don't have to listen to that. Much of this comes from the other side.
No, though they say it will achieve consciousness, and then we, the elect, will merge with it.
Yes, absolutely. They are the ones giving it this religious spin.
They're the high priests that plan on climbing into it, as if it's going to let them climb into it.
Exactly. And you've got now Ray Kurzweil, who is the head of engineering now for Google. He's the guy who looks forward to the singularity when we actually merge with these machines.
And he says, we're like bugs.
He says, we're like bugs.
Yeah, and if you don't merge with the cybernetic system, well, it's like stepping on a bug.
My goodness. All right. Well, and what they're aiming for, and again, taking it back to this idea that Satan wants the powers of God, it's a form of immortality, which I believe is hell. It's this idea that you will be able to live forever. Upload your soul. Take your consciousness out of this meat package that you call a body.
Upload it into the beast.
And upload it into the computer network.
Into Satan's mind.
Things so you can live forever. And, you know, you look at the people who fall down the rat hole, for example, of World of Warcraft. You know, who are so immersed in that world that their real world, their bodies go to hell, they're not healthy, they lose their relationships, they lose their jobs because they're immersed in something that's just in their heads.
Who was that lady you had on, the researcher, talking about what the video games are doing to people?
I've had a number of...
Maybe we should have you talk about that.
Fascinating stuff that's happening with the video games. Because
these men don't want to be with their wives. The women don't. They just... You hear people die playing video games for like 3 days straight.
They do, especially over in China. They've now... You'll love this one, Alex, because talk about tyranny. The government in China now is supervising people's use of the internet because they have all these online interactive games. And if you play more than 4 hours in China, they actually begin removing the characteristics of your character. So your character starts getting weaker and slower, and they take away gold, and his weapons don't fire anymore. So the Chinese government is actually observing people's...
Because they want to keep their biological androids functioning well, but as they build the computers. You heard at Foxconn when the humans were all committing suicide last year, they said, we're going to go to robots. They tried robots. They're still not ready. show, believe me, once they're ready to kill them, they'll turn on the video games that are so addicting, people are going to sit there till they die. They already have the Flickr algorithm. And then everyone will just die, and then the robots replace us.
Well, and if you tie this in with Ray Kurzweil's vision, it's that we would voluntarily, because the world is going to become so polluted, because our bodies will be so chronically broken, because there will no longer be any butterflies or trees or flowers or plants, because everything's going to be dark and burned out, you're going to, at that point, want to upload yourself into the beautiful forest in the video game.
And that's why they're trying to wreck the world on purpose while claiming they're environmentalists and then having the seed arcs and vaults because they plan on destroying it, but then Lucifer will remake it beautiful. He's just destroying it to rebuild it. Oh, Lucifer. We'll be right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden.
With evil and corruption and don't at least recognize it, you're turning away. It's a sin. And you're allowing everything to rot around you. A nightmare world is being built, and at the middle of it is a wicked, anti-human, technocratic spire. The elites call themselves this, not just Ray Kurzweil, yeah, the head of technology at Google, all of them. We have their quotes in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I love how the New York Times a few years ago talked about Endgame, and it was back when they were saying there was no Bilderberg, and Obama and Hillary didn't meet Chantilly, even though it was all on record later. And they said that Jones believes the elite are going to merge with machines and fly around the solar system. I was quoting Ray Kurzweil. I was quoting, and it said in the film where they said it. It's on record. And technocrats saying we may just blow the earth up for the power, you know, just because we want to exercise the power. All this crazy stuff. And Kurzweil goes and has events with all the top Hollywood, William Shatner, who's a nice guy, but he wants to live forever. He says it. And they offer him, you're going to live forever. You're going to live forever. This is how you do it. And then we're just accepting their plan of how we're going to, quote, evolve. And then I look at everything else they do. It actually is devolving us. Now, Catherine, we've had some nice banter for a few segments, some great back and forth. But I want to get back into, at the core of your research, what they're building, who they are, the spiritual side, because they say it's spiritual. Rick Kurzweil said he doesn't believe in God yet. They will become God. That's a quote.
Idea, yeah.
Yeah, merging with the machine. So you've got the floor. I'm gonna sit back.
Yeah, when you think about just biblically, and a lot of what you're saying is about come out. You know, in Revelation, we're actually told, and also in Daniel, the two prophetic books in the Bible, come out of Babylon. That there's going to come a time when it's going to become so corrupt that if you stay in, you will either become a part of the problem, or you will become completely corrupted and destroyed. So, you know, come out of her, my people, lest you be partakers of her sins and receivers of her plagues. And so we know. Well, you can look around and you can see it happening. And what's interesting now, I was saying it's a more frustrating battle now than it was 10 years ago because people don't get what it is that we're fighting or why you would even bother fighting against it. But in a way, it's also an easier battle because what I've found is that even when I'm sitting on an airplane, if I start talking about these issues with people and talk about how the world's going in the wrong direction, everybody nods and says, yeah, I feel it too. You know, that there's something coming for us. Everybody has this feeling of almost a predator after the prey. And I think we're all beginning
the spirit is warning
we're
them.
We're feeling this sense, the get out, run, something's coming.
The spirit.
Everyone's feeling it. And in that sense, I think, and of course, ever since my cancer battle, I don't know how many more years I'll even be here. So I've been much more open about sharing what I believe is the real end game. What's really
did that boost your discernment facing death?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. It put me in a completely different place. I was just speaking to a wonderful friend last night who was helping out here as I'm traveling around and saying for the first time in my life, I actually feel wise. I feel that I've gained some wisdom from that. And that's been just an incredible, incredible positive journey. I never thought I'd say thank you that I had cancer, but I think that I am actually grateful for what I
accepting death is a real booster in discernment because then you don't have all the petty things blocking your spiritual vision anymore.
Well, and I think also the stuff I used to think mattered, you know, being respected or testifying before the Federal Trade Commission or having the governor appoint me as the expert member of the study commission on RFID, all of those accolades that the world gives you, all of that recognition that I used to really crave and think was so important. And I have to say at this point, you know, because I kept my mouth shut, I didn't really say what I thought was actually happening. I kept my Christian views to myself. I kept my spiritual views under wraps because you can't go saying that and then expect that the Federal Trade Commissioner is going to take you seriously. But since having cancer, I have really come to the point where I say what I know and I mean what I say. And I don't really care if people agree or disagree at this point. So it's a new place, and it's a good place. And
you're free.
I'd like for us to become that way a little bit more.
You're free. So get into the nature of it. Get into the technocracy, and then we'll get into the specifics, how it's working. But I mean, get into the big picture, because
yeah,
that was...
When you look at what IBM talks about, and I fly a lot, so I've gone through a lot of airports, and they've got this big smarter planet, you know, up on all the airports up high. They've got all these billboards. It must cost them millions to put all this up about the smarter planet. And the smarter planet's built on RFID. It's built on all of the sensor network. And they talk about the planetary skin. that the actual planet will develop a skin and be able to sense everything that occurs on it. The Internet of Things, which is the RFID network that I've been fighting all these years, the Internet of Things is the idea that every physical object would be reporting home to the global brain. That you would have this consciousness that would be aware of everything, every tree and every forest, every frog and every pond, every move that you make, every piece of paper you pick up, all of it would be monitored and observed by this centralized brain. And the way they're going to do it is through the RFID system. So somehow they're going to put, and they've been talking about this since 2003, put tiny sensors on every physical object, build it right into every physical object on the globe, so that as the thing begins to, as the consciousness sort of comes in and occupies the infrastructure that's been built for it, that consciousness will use those as sort of nerve endings to know everything. And the scariest thing that I think I've heard all year is the spray-on nanotechnology antennas. So there is a company, they're called, I want to say Camtech, C-H-A-M or
something. They still run drones with.
Yeah, so what, this is actually a different one. This is a surveillance technology or an antenna technology. So let's say, for example, Alex, right now that everything in this room had an RFID tag, or your shirt, your underwear, my top, my shoes, whatever, had an RFID tag, and we went out into the woods. We couldn't be tracked.
There it is.
Because there's no reader. There you go. That's it. Spray on antenna, wireless in a can. So what these guys have developed, and if you scroll down, you'll see a picture of a tree. All right, see that tree there? It'd be great if you could zoom in and see that it just looks like a regular tree. So there are military antennas that cost a fortune, and they lug them out into Afghanistan so that they can transmit to airplanes or to base stations. What they can do now is take this spray-on antenna, spray it on the tree, and the tree itself becomes the antenna that broadcasts and transmits. You could do this to every tree in the forest, and now you and I are walking through the woods, and the trees are actually monitoring us, and they have a range these trees can send to a passing airplane, and eventually they will be able to transmit to satellites. So what this has done is it's taken the RFID thing that I've been working on all these years, and the piece I've been working on is they want to put the chips on everything, but the real issue is where are the readers? And once you can do this, you can actually, you could spray the wall. You could paint the walls with this. You could cover every surface on planet Earth.
Smart dust.
And track everything all the time. Well, the dust is the trackable part.
These are the antennas.
These are the receivers.
Keep going.
So anything you can paint with this technology, anything you can paint with this, would be capable of picking up all of your signals and emissions.
Did you know Clifford Carnicom, just interrupt, I have to, I can't help it. Clifford Carnicom told me like 13 years ago on air, and of course he worked, I think it was the Forest Service, and he wouldn't say everything off air, and then he wouldn't go back on shows anymore. He kind of disappeared, I guess because of threats, is what I heard. He said they're spraying the aluminum dioxide to get into the trees, and they're going to drop some type of other reading substance on it later, but that's all I was told. And he had, like, Department of Energy sources. And I heard that, and I thought, that's a little out there. And then it just clicked when you were saying that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Imagine. So, yeah, it would be possible. You could fly over a forest of trees with this dust and turn your trees into antennas that
would
actually be broadcasting up to space. So, and the problem with this is it's invisible. You would never know that this paint was even underneath the wall paint of a room that you were in, and then that room could become an actual sort of RFID chamber picking up all these signals. So when we're talking about this web, and something shocked me the other day, it was the realization that we've only had iPhones since 2006 or 2007. I want to say it was 2007 that was introduced. Can you believe that it's only been 6 years that this technology came out?
And they're ubiquitous. It's like part of your body.
Everyone is staring into the device and clicking and thumbing. And if you don't have one, you're behind the times. This is a six-year-old technology, Alex. And so now you say, well, if we're all carrying around now our unique sort of global brain connectors, because we're checking into this thing that's linking us to the global brain, and now all they have to do is build the remainder of the infrastructure, and it's done.
And then launch the drones to kill us.
No. There's many ways they can kill us. Drones are just one.
And that's why Bill Joy, I go back to that 1,000 times, wrote Why the Future Doesn't Need Us back in 2000 in April. And he said, I went to an elite conference with other billionaires, and we said, do we kill everybody or just let people play video games and have a good time? And the answer was, that's bad for the earth. We're going to kill everybody. And then their answer is, we tell you we're going to kill you and you don't care. Well, you know what? I care and you care.
Yeah, and one of the ways that they're killing people, and I've observed this. If you go into even just a standard supermarket and you look at the extra large tub of peanut butter versus the little small thing of peanut butter, The extra large tub of peanut butter, which is meant for the big prodigious families, contains horrible ingredients that aren't in the small container. I've been noticing this lately, that the bulk container...
No, the technocracy admits they've done that for themselves as escape doors.
Absolutely.
But as they shut it down, the eugenicists are now discovering, first it was 80% they were going to kill, then it was 90% in their literature. Now they're going, actually, we're going to kill 99%. And so the people that are part of it are begging, what do I do to be part of that? Right. And this is a whole cult where they get off. I'll see them out in public. I go, you're a professor, aren't you? You're a eugenicist. I'm not talking to you, Jones. This happened 2 weeks ago at a coffee shop. Because I could tell the guy was looking at me going, oh, yeah. And I went, you feel powerful because you're in on this. He was like, get away from me. But, I mean, the point is they're out there like a cult. It's like body snatchers.
Yeah, and even Nancy Pelosi, what was the first thing she did when she got elected to Congress? She redid the congressional dining hall to be all organic food and to get rid of all of the high fructose.
Monsanto, the communist Chinese.
Stuff.
All the elites are obsessed. But listen, you're asking me questions. Keep rolling with all these points.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely the elite, if you want to call them that. I call them the pond scum. They're the people who think they're the cream that has risen to the top of the milk, but they're really...
They're the fools that think they won't reap what they sow. They're the fools that think that they can do evil and get away with it.
Well, and they view themselves, and I know this because, you know, I went to Harvard, and I go to a lot of these meetings and a lot of these government meetings and such, and they really do view themselves as being smarter than everybody else and really being in a position to kind of direct everyone else's lives. So, you know, the pond scum, the algae that chokes out the oxygen for all the rest of us, this really is their view. And they have built escape hatches. They don't send their kids to government schools. They send their kids to elite prep schools.
With armed guards.
With armed guards. And they don't eat the food that they expect the rest of us to eat. One of my favorite stories was when John Kerry was doing a promotional, smile and greet at Wendy's restaurant. And there he was, and he's shaking hands with the person in the Wendy's apron, whatever. And they put the food in front of him, and he wouldn't touch it. Wouldn't touch it. Wouldn't put a bite in his mouth. And then afterwards, this got written up because they said, oh, he's an elitist. Because afterwards, he went out and got into his little mobile van, and the local country club brought him a four-course meal. But the fact that he wouldn't even put it to his lips, you would think at least for a photo opportunity.
He did one.
Journalism was, you know, that the journalists were watching you, the cameras were on you. He'd at least take a bite. But he didn't even touch it. And who's he married to? Teresa Heinz.
Heinz.
Of Heinz. And what does Heinz do? They're part of the whole system that provides the food.
And they're all eugenicists. You can take any of these people and research what they give money to because their charity stuff is public. It's all the eugenics groups. Whenever the Secretary of Treasury got like $200 million himself of bailout money and got the waiver from himself to do it, they went and looked and he gave like half the money to eugenics organizations. I mean, they are dedicated to this.
That's wild. That's wild.
Did you hear about Zuckerberg giving money to the Life Extension Group?
Yes.
Yeah, no, this is their deal.
Those are the folks who want to live forever because that's the animating spirit behind all of this. There's an animating spirit that was put in motion way back in the Garden of Eden. You know, what was the promise that the serpent made to Eve?
You know, I'll make you God.
You will have the power. You will have the knowledge of good and evil. And, of course, God said, well, if you do that, you'll surely die. And he meant, if you bite into the apple and embrace the technology, the knowledge that's going to come from that, your whole species is going to die. He didn't mean Adam and Eve right then. He meant your entire community of the future is going to die.
If you become, because Satan can't create, he has to use God's creations made in the image of the Creator. The devil isn't creative. He is literally using us to build his master temple.
Indeed. And that's really how I view it. And I've been asked before, the people who are developing these technologies, do they sit around and worship black candles and have pentagrams? And, of course, you've exposed that some of them do. But in my experience, many of them are just day-to-day trying to pay their bills, trying to pay their mortgage.
Yeah, but at the very top, they don't worship the devil. They worship the beautiful white angel. And they believe there's Lucifer, but they see it as the angel of light.
Yeah.
And that, no, Lucifer's really God, and this is a bad creation. We've got to do this to save the earth, and they'll work 20 hours a day to bring Lucifer in.
And then you look at the fruit of it, though, because the Bible tells
us. No, I agree. It's horrible.
Judge a tree by its fruit. And so you can say, what is the fruit? And I challenge anyone out there to name a technology that's really gotten a hold that doesn't have a downside. You know, we open our book Spy Chips talking about, we have a quote from C.P. Snow, a New York Times journalist, and he says, technology is a queer thing. It gives you great gifts with one hand, and it stabs you in the back with the other. And it really does feel that way. You look at everything from pesticides. You know, our grandparents thought in the 50s that better living through chemistry, that was going to save us. It was going to eradicate the mosquitoes with DDT. And look at the outcome of that. We don't have birds. We don't have butterflies. We don't have diversity.
We're not living as long as we used to.
Wait, we have Monsanto. Exactly. So you tie all that in. What did the pesticides lead to? Well, they led to the rise of Monsanto.
And this is all just the launch pad. The reason people are freaking out is the new age, and not the one that people talk about, the new technological hyper-dark age, where it's a technocracy dark age against the spirit. It's here, and everything we've seen built up, we're now at the edge of the cliff. Now the real plunge is about to happen. And that's why everybody's like, because deep down the spirit's going, Mayday.
People feel it. They absolutely feel it. And that's why whenever somebody says, well, why are you fighting this? You know, if it's inevitable, if you've got your biblical beliefs, why would you fight against it? It's going to happen. And my response to that is we're not going to stop it. I mean, as much as I hate to say that, I feel like the years that I've battled, the last 13 years, that I've fought against RFID and all these privacy invading technologies, it's like there's been a mudslide coming down the hill, and I stood and I held my ground with my piece of plywood, and I held firm ground, but it just went around me. It's coming anyway. So we can hold our little pieces, and I encourage everybody to do that, because the longer we can hold a space for our family, for our children, for the future, for posterity, the better, and the more people we can inform. But ultimately, this stuff is going to be a mudslide rolling down the hill. And the real answer to that, then, is the same answer back in the Garden of Eden. I view us as being like the crew of the Titanic. We struck an iceberg way back when Eve bit into that apple. We've been taking on water ever since. The ship is going down, and we're not going to stop it. But when you look at the actual Titanic, the reason so many people drowned, do you know that those lifeboats were half empty?
They hadn't trained, they didn't know, and they told the poor, stay down there, while the elite went to the escape hatch.
They did.
That's why the patriots need to move to the lifeboats right now.
Absolutely.
Long before everybody else does. The elites have already moved to the country and moved to the middle of nowhere with armed guards. Whoever can, even you've got to get ready, folks.
And I think a big part of that, too, is the job that you and I do, which is a job of sounding the alarm, because the crew on the Titanic didn't do a very good job, did they? Because people kept dancing. They didn't want to jump out into the dark cold in a boat.
They were in denial.
Believe it.
It was a great example of learned helplessness or denial about a situation you're in.
But this ship couldn't possibly sink. Look, the lights are on. The music is playing. And I think a lot of people still have that attitude today. Look, I still have my video game.
And I'm like, cancer's up 3,000%. They're like, never mind. And we'll be right back. Incredible. Stay with us.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I'm the voice saying I'm not going along with the tyranny. I'm the voice. You're the voice saying no to the technocrats that we see through their agenda. They don't want our guns to help the kids. They want our guns to enslave us. They don't want us eating GMO so we live longer. And all the studies, it kills the rats. We know what it's doing to us. We know what their technocratic plan is. Total world government, where they kill us and they live forever. They're a bunch of delusional crazies that have seized the human brain trust and used it to take over the world. And I want to say something. We're going to talk about this in the next hour. So we'll do this the whole next hour. And we'll take calls the last 30 minutes because this is a powerful interview with Dr. Catherine Albrecht here in studio with a syndicated host, best-selling author, researcher, recently has cancer in remission. I need to pray for her. She's going to get scanned again soon to see if there's any metastasization. So, again, pray for her. Pray for everybody. Pray for liberty. Pray for me. I certainly need it as well. All the stuff going on around here, we wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the prayer. We don't just believe in prayer. We rely on it. But I just wanted to point out here before we go back to her that she's got some big news in the next hour about organizing against the chipping of the kids. And they're even going for implanted chips in the dogs and then the kids forcibly. She's been to Washington, been fighting for that. That even if biblically this stuff's going to come in, and boy, it doesn't make you believe in the Bible, everything it said is coming true thousands of years ago. It's the journey of warning people so that at the critical time they'll recognize it once it's even in. It's just the soul that matters. And then defeating it after that. The beast comes in. But then it only rains for a short time. It's going to be hellish. But how many people does the Bible say is going to end up? Is it two-thirds, a third? How many people in Revelations get killed? It's a large amount. I mean, only nanotech could make the ocean completely die. I mean, folks, again, you better hope the Bible's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean what the fake preachers are preaching. Briefly here, paying some bills. We have the very best products, ProPure at the lowest price at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 11 memberships, your one membership and 10 more at PrisonPlanet.tv and see the video of the Daily Show, the radio show, the nightly news show, 7 o'clock Central, all my films. I mean, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month, or get the yearly membership and get 5-plus months free off the regular price. The T-shirts, all of it. Support us. Buy the products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And also spread the word about the broadcast in your local AM and FM stations, XM 166. Spread the word about everything we're doing. That's how. Tell talk show hosts, big national ones, you want to hear me on their show. You want to hear Catherine Albrecht on their show. Because that's how we're going to reach people. Now, we only got a few minutes left here, Catherine. Then we're going to come back with all the big news and specifics of the technocratic takeover and why even the elites are talking about a robot takeover, which they command, of course, taking human will out of it, they believe. And why it's so important, to keep the guns for defense against that, because there's going to be major resistance to this planetary-wide. And the Bible says, if we get biblical, that there'll also be remnant areas and protected areas. And I believe Texas is going to be one of those areas. I mean, Pastor David J. Smith said praying to God like 30 years ago, he was told, move to Texas, this is all going to happen. And it was, I mean, the point is that you've got to know that there's not all doom. We need to stand against this regardless. Maybe get a reprieve like Nineveh got for 100 years. We don't know. But Catherine, we've got about a minute and a half left in this hour. Plug your speaking at Brave New Books tonight and some of the other stuff that's happening.
Absolutely. Harlan Dietrich has invited me out at Brave New Books at 7 p.m. I'm going to be talking about giving people an update on the student shipping that's going on in San Antonio. We have now stepped into the fray. I'm rolling up my sleeves and taking that issue on. So I encourage people to come out and join us at 7 p.m. StartPage is helping to sponsor that event. Help to get me out here.
StartPage.com.
StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine. Good stuff.
And it's little stuff like using StartPage, which I'm starting to do more and more. People don't even know what it is. So I say it's big. It's one of the biggest, but I say, hey, Google, the new, the clean Google is startpage.com.
Well, instead of saying Google it, we're trying to say start page it. Just erase that from people's vocabulary. That's the goal. Because there are things that we can do. We're not hopeless. We're not helpless. There are things that we can do, and some of them are really easy.
And I met the developers and creators of it. Amazing people.
They were right here in the studio.
Back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.